Hey everybody, it's Kai Rizdahl with another episode of the Corner Office Podcast for you. This time, I am talking to Lisa Ingram. She's the CEO of White Castle, the very first American burger chain. Yes, it is older than McDonald's. And depending on your cultural point of reference, might be familiar to you from the Beastie Boys song, Slow and Low. Or maybe the 2004 comedy Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
So you think this is just about the burgers, huh? It's about far more than that.
As of today, though, White Castle is making some more news. They're going to start serving sliders made from impossible meat. That is the plant-based meat-like product. And when I say meat-like, I mean it's supposed to smell and taste and feel like ground beef. It even bleeds a little bit, if you can believe that. Anyway, here we go. My conversation with Lisa Ingram, CEO of White Castle, for this episode of the Corner Office Podcast.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Lisa Ingram, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
What's it like to be, what are you, like the fourth generation running this company?
I am. I am the fourth generation family member to run the company, the first female. And it's always an honor every day to walk in the doors and be at the helm of a fourth generation family business, 97 years old this year.
Do you feel the pressure, though? I mean, like the whole family is, you're it.
Yeah, there is definitely, I have very big shoes to fill, and certainly there are high expectations, as there were of previous generations, but I'm honored to be here every day. I have a great team and the great support of my family and the family members in White Castle.
There are probably no small number of people listening to this program, without casting aspersions on your company, who don't know what White Castle is.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. I apologize in advance. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so White Castle was founded in 1921 by my great-grandfather, and we are the original slider. So when you hear the term slider, White Castle was the very first in 1921, and we have evolved over those years to be a company that continues to sell great 2x2-inch hamburgers, but also sells a wide variety of other products, including an amazing breakfast sandwich, a really savory grilled chicken, a wonderful veggie slider, and lots of other products that I could spend a lot of time talking about.
Where did the 2x2 thing come from, by the way?
So the 2x2 thing started with my great-grandfather. When he first opened White Castle in 1921, he wanted to offer hamburger to his customers, and so he took a ball of ground beef and smashed it into some onions, and so it made a little hamburger that he put on a little bun, and so that's where the 2x2 came from. It's from the very beginning.
Let me ask you a question about innovation in the fast food space, specifically hamburgers and what it is that you guys do. Tell me about the Impossible Burger, how it came to pass. First of all, tell folks what it is. Remind folks what it is.
So the Impossible Slider is a plant-based product that looks and tastes very, very similar to beef. And we were really excited to be able to partner with Impossible Foods to be the first chain restaurant to launch this product. And we're really excited about being able to offer that to our customers. You know, as I talked about, we have a lot of different products, whether that's the beef slider or the chicken or a veggie slider. And now we're going to be able to offer the Impossible Slider to our customers to offer even more variety.
Did you pitch them or did they pitch you?
You know, we are always looking at different trends and different companies that are being innovative. And so we had some ideas of who we wanted to talk to, and Impossible was one of them. And as we got to know them a little better and they got to know us, I think it was a mutual agreement that this would be a really interesting and fun partnership for us to do.
Did you all cook some up in the test kitchen downstairs? And who got the final say? It must have been you, right?
Actually, I have a very, very smart team, and they had the final say, but I certainly agreed with the direction of putting this into test and figuring out if this was something that would be great for our customers. We think it will be. We're excited about the opportunity, and, you know, it's in 140 stores now, but it soon could be across all of our restaurants, so we're excited.
Which is 400-ish, right?
Yes, we have almost 400 locations throughout the Midwest and the East Coast.
Now, when you come out, do you get out to California at all?
Our closest location to California is our two locations in Las Vegas. So that's usually the closest that we get right now to California. But you can get our retail product in many, many grocers across California. So you can check us out there.
Well there you go. There's the pitch. When you were thinking about, I guess, expanding the menu, right? Because that's what it's doing. And it's no small thing for a restaurant company to do. Why did you say to yourselves, or what was the process by which you said, you know what, we need a plant-based option on this menu?
Sure. So it really starts by listening to our customers, as we try to do with all of our innovations. So we have a lot of customers that have grown up on White Castle and that love White Castle and continue to love White Castle. We also have some customers that grew up on White Castle but have decided to be vegetarians. And so they would still come back to White Castle and they would ask if they could have what we called a cheese slider, where we would put a slice of cheese, some of the onions from our grill, and serve that. That evolved into us saying, you know what, maybe we should offer a veggie slider. And so we partnered with Dr. Preggers to offer a veggie slider. And we've even gone so far as to also offer a black bean slider as a limited time only. And so this was a natural evolution for us when we found out that Impossible Foods was creating a plant-based product that looked and tastes like beef. It was something that we felt would be appeal to our customers and would give them another great option, both for the people that like meat and for the people that are choosing to have a vegetarian diet.
So when you look at some of the other fast food companies out there that are having to put more healthy food on their menus and salads and worry about caloric intake and all of those things, it sort of seems like you have a different calculation going on. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think that our menu offers people a lot of different varieties. So if you – our slider has 140 calories, and so if that's – if you're worried about calorie content, then you can pick the right calorie choice that's right for you, whether that's a beef slider or a chicken slider or a veggie slider or a great breakfast sandwich, breakfast slider. And now we're going to add the Impossible slider to that mix as well. So there'll be a lot of different choices for consumers to make whatever their diet is.
When you look at McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and all the rest, do you think of them as competition, or are they just like an annoyance for you and you're steadfast in your, you know, we were here first and we're doing it right?
Well, you know, we really focus on our business model and what things make us unique. So we are we're privately held. We are company owned, which is different than many other players in the fast food industry. And we really think that's important. We want to be able to have the direct interaction with our customers and with our team members. And we focus on how we can provide great quality products to our customers, no matter where they are. So whether that's if they're in a restaurant market where one of our restaurants are, or whether they are able to get our retail products, because we also make all of those products as well. And those are sold across all 50 states across the nation.
Do I have it right that everybody on the executive team at White Castle started making fries and burgers, basically?
Not everybody, but one of the stats that I'm really proud of is we have 450 restaurant leadership positions. So all the way from a general manager that runs one store all the way up to the gentleman that reports directly to me, there's 450 of those positions. And 442 of those people in those positions started behind the counter and worked their way up. And so the vast majority of our team members have been with us for a long time. Our average tenure of our general managers is 21 years. Wow. Our average turnover is like 1% or 2%, which is very unheard of in the restaurant industry. And so we're really proud of that fact that people come to White Castle and they think that they may only work for 3 months and they end up working for 3 years or maybe even 30 or 40 years.
What about you? Did you start like in high school flipping burgers?
You know, I certainly worked in high school doing various jobs, but I also wanted to do my own thing. So I worked for about 5 or 6 years outside of the company and outside of the industry, outside of Columbus, Ohio, and had the opportunity to work for John Glenn. I had the opportunity to work for Hewlett-Packard. I worked for a computer supplies distributor in Dallas, Texas, and did a lot of different things to really learn different ways that people operate in different businesses and different cultures and different leaders. And then I came back to White Castle, and I feel like my outside experience was really beneficial to help me be a better leader in White Castle.
Did you have to come back, or did you want to come back?
I did not have to come back. There was no pressure for me to come back at all. It was definitely something that I wanted to, and I'm really honored and proud every day that I made that decision. And I've been here 18 years now, which has been a great milestone for me.
I ordinarily wouldn't ask this, but since you did bring it up when I asked you about the company, you pointed out that you were the first female to lead this company. Do you find in your sector of retail that it's a challenge or an advantage to be a woman, or doesn't that matter?
Well, I think the restaurant industry is a great industry. It's the industry of opportunity. It's a great industry of diversity. And so I think that having diversity at all levels is really important to any company that wants to be successful in this space. Because when you look at our customer base, half of our customers are female, half are male. And so having that representation across all levels is really, really important for any company to be successful. And the restaurant industry and White Castle are really proud of the fact that we're able to be leaders in that space.
Talk to me about White Castle in, say, 10 years.
So White Castle in 10 years, we want to continue to be a company, first and foremost, that is a really wonderful place to work and that attracts a great team, because we believe that that team will continue to provide our customers with amazing products and amazing services and what we call memorable moments, whether that's in our restaurants, whether that's through our retail channels or through other channels that we may explore in the future. So it's a great time to be working at White Castle. We're excited because we will have just turned 100 in 2021, and there's lots of great things for us ahead.
As you approach the 100th birthday of this company in a couple of 3 years, what's your biggest worry? What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night is just making sure that we have a brand that is exciting and relevant, not only to customers, but also to team members. And we continue to think about how do we make sure we're staying connected to what our team members want and what our customers want. And I think that we're doing a good job of that by looking at the trends and what offering different variety. The Impossible Slider is a way for us to continue to offer that variety. And then also making sure that we are a place that team members want to continue to work. We've had this great tenure that I talked about. So how do we continue to maintain that and make sure that we're meeting the needs of the team members today, just as we have in decades past?
How often do you eat at White Castle?
I probably eat there about once a week. I had a double cheeseburger yesterday, and that's always my favorite go-to.
Lisa Ingram, she's the CEO of White Castle. Lisa, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Guy. I appreciate it.
All right, that's it. My conversation with Lisa Ingram, the CEO of White Castle. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, please do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps us, especially when you're nice to us. Also, subscribe, would you? That counts for more in the algorithm. And send an episode to a friend who's maybe looking for a podcast recommendation. We appreciate all of those things. The Corner Office Podcast is produced by Bridget Bonder. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargali. Sitar Nieves is the Executive Director of On Demand. Deborah Clark is the Senior Vice President and General Manager. I'm Kai Rizdal. Another episode coming up in a couple of weeks.